I've heard as much about this as I have any other issue during this session, Heather. And one thing that I ask people that reached out and say, please vote against, Senator Sullivan's original bill that was going to disband the library board and put their responsibilities under the purview of the Department of Education. I said, okay, you want to keep it in its current structure, and your narrative and your talking points are that you want something that's a board that's independent of the legislature, of the governor, of politics, that's focused on literacy and reading and educating. Well, how are you going to feel this time next year when the governor gets to her fourth appointment and that majority in the board shifts from 4-3, a little bit left of center, to 4-3, far right of center? Are you still going to want to keep that board intact? When I posed that question, they hadn't thought about that. And they said, well, that's a fair point. We hadn't really thought about that. And so to get to the point of the reconstitution of the board, yes, right now, I think that's probably the best pathway forward. And that did get bipartisan support in the Senate, at least. There was Republicans and Democrats that voted for that.